Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
And joining us here on the patio, Giants outfielder Austin Slater. You're like becoming a friend of the show, man. You come by, a couple times a year. We talk to you at FanFest. Good to see you again, man. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Team's doing well. Fun trip out to Colorado, which is usually a combination of words that don't go together.
Well, usually fun for hitters, usually not so fun for pitchers. But good team wins, some come-from-behind wins, which I think was huge for us. I don't know if we've done that a whole lot this year. And, that kind of gets everyone going when you see that.
Well, you guys are finding different ways to win, which is encouraging, and it's cool when you've corrected some of the problems, I think, that were going on early on in the season where it was very home-run reliant. Then you guys go all the way into Game 3 in Colorado before you hit one. Was it yesterday? When's the last time you saw a right-handed pitcher before yesterday?
Ooh, I
did you know they still exist? They're like extinct in your mind. I saw you out there. I was does Gabe know this guy's a righty? Austin's in there.
You know, I'll usually like sneak in a couple at bats. You know, I pinch hit in like the sixth and then, you know, take down a righty later in the game. Right. Caps mixed in a couple right-handed starts for me. Now we're down to 4 outfielders. And so I think just there's going to be more of a rotation in there. Probably not like super often, but if we have a stretch of a lot of righties and the guys start to get worn out, I think I'll be in there.
I would hazard a guess that is the only road trip you guys have taken to Colorado where, if you don't count Manaea as a bullpen guy, which I kind of count him as a starter, but if you don't, bullpen didn't give up a run.
Yeah, they were amazing. Super impressive. Yeah, I mean, if you had told us that going in, we'd be like, okay, we easily win all 3 games.
Yeah.
They've been pitching lights out, for like probably the last month and a half. I know some of the numbers probably don't show that right away, but a lot of them are inflated from Mexico and some other early season hiccups. But they've been pitching unbelievably well.
And if I'd have told you you're going to go to Colorado and as a team hit one home run, how many games do you think you would have won?
Probably zero.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was great to see that we were able to score runs other ways. I mean, we had 8 doubles the first game, which, you know, that's pretty impressive. And, kind of everyone contributed all the way down the line.
Talking to Austin Slater here on the patio of the Public House. You mentioned Gabe's been like mixing in more righty-righty at-bats for you. You've been getting a couple of more. We talked to Farhan yesterday, and it was cool to talk to him about the squeeze bunt the other night for Patrick Bailey, because Tom said, I don't know how much analytics love the bunt. And he goes, well, you know, you don't love it all the time, but there are situations where that's a tough play to field. And he talked a lot about the sort of roles that bullpen guys have now found themselves in that's a little bit different than when he and Gabe first got here. Have you seen an evolution with the way things are happening with the way, now that guys have sort of established themselves in more, I'd say, stable roles, and guys have sort of found their spots, you guys are finding success, we've got a little bit of a path towards the future. Has there been a growth or a development? Have you seen change with the way things are run day to day and maybe the way the game is managed?
Well, I just think, guys, like, in general, players like to be in roles, you know, whether or not they admit that or not, I'm not totally sure, but I think that's part of the, you know, early season is finding out, you know, who's in what role. What works best for the team and what situations are best for guys to succeed. And I think we're finally getting to that point in the season. We've also not been totally healthy this whole year. We aren't necessarily on the pitching side, but, the position player side, we're finally fully healthy and guys are starting to click there. And when you're talking about the bunt, that's something that we've talked about a lot. And I forget who was telling me in the clubhouse, but one of their friends was a scout for the Twins. And he's like, you guys are the weirdest offense. You bunt for hits, and then you hit a bunch of homers.
That's how you get on.
Yeah, hey, you got to get guys on, and then you got to drive them in, right? And those are the two easiest ways, in my opinion.
Do you think baseball, maybe it's even more so important for guys to have an idea of what their roles are because games are every day?
I think so. I think so. You know, you get lost in the monotony of, you know, the daily grind, and when you're put into these uncomfortable situations sometimes, it can feel, you know, a little – you know, you can feel a little lost.
Yeah.
And the season is so long, and if you just keep feeling lost all the time, you know, that 0 for 4 can turn into a 0 for 25 really quick, or, you know, a couple walks as a bullpen guy can turn into 5-6 runs, yeah. And now all of a sudden you're looking up at the scoreboard and your ERA is a 6, or, you know, you're batting 200
yeah.
As a position player.
How much kind of young energy did Schmidt and Bailey bring to the ball club when they came up?
A ton. I think it was great. You know, I think every good team, you need guys to come up and produce and kind of give a little spark or jolt to the clubhouse. And you know, like I mentioned about the monotony of the season, you play 162 games and guys come up and you see that excitement and that energy, and it's contagious. And sometimes you forget about that if you've been in the league for a little bit, and it's good to see, and it I think helps everyone.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Austin Slater, the voice you hear, on the patio of the Public House at Oracle Park, Giants and the Cubs tonight at 7:15, 6:15 pregame. You were mentioning, like, every once in a while you go through a rut and you look up and you see your number. I was wondering, what numbers do you guys like seeing on the scoreboard? Like, because you're not far off from my age. And when we were kids, hitting 300 or, like, Ichiro hitting 350, like, that was still a thing. We were talking Patrick Wisdom's one of the toughest hitters in the Cubs lineup, and he's got 14 homers. He's hitting right around 200. What's a number that's important to you? What do you look at? What do guys like to pay attention to? And is there stuff on the scoreboard that you're like, why the hell is that up there, man? Why are we looking at that?
Yeah, I think every guy's a little different. Depends on what type of player you are. You know, a Wisdom, I'm sure he's just looking at the homers and
OPS.
And personally, I look at OPS as well. I think that's a pretty good indicator as a hitter. I think pitchers, it still comes down to ERA, yeah. You know.
And whip, right?
ERA, probably strikeouts.
Yeah.
Strikeouts, I think, is a good indicator of a lot of the advanced analytics that you see now being thrown around. A lot of it is centered around how often you can punch guys out, a.k.a. not have your defense make plays or any luck involved. It's just pure ability to strike someone out, get outs. So those are probably the two.
What would you compare the 300 average to if you were to relate it to OPS? Would it 300 be 800 OPS? Would it be higher than 800? Because 300 used to be a thing. Mm-hmm. Now nobody even cares anymore, although it's still kind of a thing.
No one
hits 300 anymore.
Looks
unless,
cool.
Unless you lose the rise and you hit 400.
Yeah, right. I guess that's it.
So
yeah.
What's the equivalent, you think, to a 300 batting average?
Yeah, I think anything over an 850 OPS is probably equivalent to like a 300 batting average. Well, you know, like how you used to view it.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there still is some value in a guy that can hit 300, because you're probably more like, the more hits you get, the more likely you're able to drive in runs. Yeah. It's hard to drive in runs just walking or just hitting homers. You gotta put the ball in play. So there still is some, I think, inherent value in a guy hitting 300. Now, if he's hitting 300 and getting on base at a 310 clip, is it really that valuable?
Your OPS is probably in the sevens then that point.
Probably, unless you just...
Unless everyone of your hits is a double or a homer.
Right, exactly. So, I think 850 plus, maybe 900. Like, some of the great hitters are probably all over 900.
Well, it still drives me crazy. People don't say maybe as much, but when they used to say, walk's as good as a hit,
no,
I go, but is it really? Really? Can you drive in a guy from second with a walk?
No,
I don't think you can. I've never seen it before. Anyway, and that's the one thing I think people, like, a batting average isn't a huge deal, but I do point out to them that when you get a hit, that also helps your on-base percentage.
Right.
It's like you're moving both things up.
Yeah, if there's a runner on third and, you know, two outs, bottom of the ninth, I think you'd rather have the guy hitting 300 than the guy with the OPS over 800 that's hitting 220.
Yeah.
You know, So I think it's very situational. I think, you know, you like to look at these stats and they play out over the course of the year, but in big situations, I think the old school baseball still applies in a lot of ways.
It's been around for 150 years. Right. Something's working, right? Yep. Something in the system works. Another minute here with Austin Slater on the patio at the Public House. Camilo Doval, I joke with Tom all the time that if you're a baseball fan, just like being frustrated and disliking your bullpen is just kind of, every team has frustrations with their bullpen. It just comes with the territory. When you think about closers in Giants history where you've had levels of confidence, right now with what Camilo Doval is doing, I maybe have never been more confident in a guy in the ninth inning when he takes the ball. Is that felt with the team? And have you seen a guy in your time now? You've been here for a while. Young guys come up and to get that sort of confidence, and he grabbed that role pretty quickly. Yeah. Even before they said he was the closer, he took that job pretty quick in 2021.
Yeah, in 2021, I think that August-September stretch that he had, that was probably the peak for me, and he's kind of replicating that right now in terms of, like, you see him come out of the bullpen, you're like, okay, this game's over.
He's so chill, dude. He doesn't even care about the pitch clock. That's what kills me. He's like, yeah, whatever, just give him a ball. That's fine. Yeah.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, I think I get a little more worried about the pitch clock than
he doesn't give a damn.
Does.
So funny,
yeah,
right?
But you know, he's, you know, once he ironed that out, honestly, there really haven't been a ton of hiccups in terms of like panic or anything like that felt from the clubhouse or any of the other guys. You know, I played with Tyler Rogers for probably 8 or 9 years, and he's a guy that I've seen so much, and he's so consistent. That I have a ton of confidence in him. Obviously, he's not closing games for us, but he has in the minors. And, you know, he's a guy that I'm like, okay, he's going to fill up the zone. He's going to get his ground balls. And the only way he gets beat is by those broken bat hits and a couple of lucky ground balls go through, things like that. So, you know, but we've been very blessed recently with Doval at the end of the games. And I'm sure for fans, it's a great sight to see when he comes out of the bullpen.
Can you tell the Rogers apart yet?
I can. Okay. You know, I luckily had a little head start. I played with Taylor in the fall league.
Oh, nice.
I've known Tyler forever. And so, like, I can tell the differences just in their faces right away. And I think guys are finally starting to be able to tell.
I would say the only way I could tell them apart is the one guy has a new glove that what he started with.
Dude, since he got that new glove, he's been like unhittable. That's incredible.
That was amazing. Yeah. He just chucked his glove.
Yeah, just threw it right.
Did anybody go get that, or did they just leave it there?
I honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure he had another one in his locker. But you know, I think he didn't want to see that glove anymore. So if someone did grab it, they probably didn't show it to him.
I think we're all good. I mean, seriously, once he tossed the glove, he's been on fire. Austin Slater, the voice here. Great having you again, man. Really appreciate you coming by. You guys are playing good ball. It's been fun to see you have success. Glad you're healthy and back in there. Oh, real quick, were you in Sacramento for a rehab?
I was.
Did you get a look at Luis Matos? Did anybody stand out? Is he as advertised?
I saw him one game the last time I went. I just played one game there. And I saw three of his at-bats. He went 0 for 3, but saw him a lot this spring training. He was in our outfield group, and he's quiet. He works hard. You know, he has all the attributes that you want to see from a young kid that's trying to make it up to the big leagues, and he's absolutely crushing it right now in AAA. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him here soon.
Real quick,
who's the loudest guy in the clubhouse?
The loudest guy.
Who's the guy that keeps it loose?
I mean, Jock keeps it loose. Sean Mania keeps it loose. We got a good crew in the
Brebbia?
Clubhouse. Brebbia in his own way. Brebbia keeps it loose.
In his own way, I like that.
Yeah. He's always, you never know where he's going with a conversation. So that's always fun.
Austin Slater, good luck tonight, man. Have a good series and have a good road trip, man. Good to see you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.